Page 91. Lesson D. Unearthing the Past. 3. Listening. Citizen Participation Projects. A. Listen to a talk about citizen participation projects. Check the ones described.
So the Ancient Lives Project is an important and significant piece of work with thousands of volunteers deciphering all those ancient texts. And of course, it's the painstaking work of the public, these so-called citizen volunteers, that makes all this possible. Something that a small team of paleographers could never have done alone. So the public really has made a major contribution to this project. Ancient Lives is just one of many projects that call on the public to actively volunteer their time to help decipher or uncover information that will help scientists and others working on massive research projects. People are sitting at their computers, and these are people from all walks of life. Ordinary, everyday people, from students to homemakers. There is a wide variety of other projects that have been rolled out using citizen volunteers. For example, some are exploring the surface of the moon, looking at images of the moon and counting the number of visible craters. In another project, people are helping scientists to understand more about the language of whales. They listen to the sounds from whales and then categorize them in order to help researchers understand what the whales are saying to each other. What these volunteers can achieve is quite amazing. For example, it's estimated that one project would have taken more than 28 years to complete if the team of scientists alone had worked on it. But with public help, they believe it can be done in less than 6 months, which is incredible. So these projects really seem to have captured the imagination of the public. And there are more than 500,000 volunteers working on different projects right now. Another project, and this is a good example of how we can look at historical data and use it today, is the Old Weather Project. In this project, people study old weather records that were made from Navy ships during World War I. And this work will be important in two ways. First, these historical measurements will help climatologists. They'll be able to see any gradual changes in weather patterns, or even any sudden extreme weather, in the past. And the data will mostly be used to predict future weather patterns. And this data is not insignificant. These ships are known to have traveled around the world, so the measurements they took were very valuable. Second, historians will use the information to track the movements of these ships during the war, and to uncover some of the stories of the crews and other people on board. So it's very important historically, too.